Welcome to Step Brother, a steamy Academy romance web serial. With over 1 million reads online, Step Brother is filled with secrets, sports, and second chances. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance.
Chapter 69, Allie. Once we left Poison's house, Jace brought us home, guided me to his bedroom, and locked the door. We avoided Harlan and Mom in the living room at all costs. Part of me wanted to go see her, and the other part of me wanted to call it a night. I had been too exhausted lately to even think about pulling her away from Harlan and talking to her. They seemed to be joined at the hip or something. Jace pushed me onto the bed, crawled up with me, and kissed me gently, moving his lips against mine in the same rhythm we used to have 2 years ago, the kind that was both slow and passionate and grew into something much hungrier. "Aren't you still hurting?" I asked between kisses. He moved his lips down the column of my neck and lightly sucked on the skin above my collarbone, the stubble on his cheeks tickling me. My head fell back slightly, and I let out a soft moan. "Jace, I don't want it to hurt you."
"Oh, baby, this isn't going to hurt me."
He slipped his hand underneath my leggings and rubbed my clit through my underwear.
"Your little pussy is sopping wet."
He sucked my bottom lip into his mouth and tugged on it gently, making me clench.
"Does this feel good?"
Crawling further up the bed, Jace undid the button on his jeans and let his bulge push open the zipper on them. He pressed his hard on against my entrance and thrust his hips back and forth against me.
"Hmm?"
he asked.
"Does my good little slut like that?"
Heat pooled between my legs as I spread them even farther for him. I wanted to be stuffed full with his cock so badly that my pussy ached to feel him inside again. It had only been a few days, but after giving Jace a blowjob last night, I had been dreaming of it. Suddenly, he slapped my pussy.
"Answer me."
"Yes," I whimpered. "I love it." He sucked my bottom lip between his again and tugged on it harsher this time.
"I bought something for you,"
he said, crawling off me and walking toward his dresser, tugging his shirt over his head. I stared at the muscles in his back flexing hard under the moonlight. He pulled a box out of the drawer and looked over his shoulder at me.
"It came in the mail today."
"Something for me?" I asked with wide eyes. When he turned around, he had a dildo in his hand, and it wasn't any baby dick dildo. It was thick, fat, and long, bigger than anything I'd ever had inside me. Heat rushed to my core at the thought of pushing something that big inside of me as Jace fucked me from behind. He had told me so many times that he wanted to do it, I just hadn't thought he meant anytime soon. "Jace," I whispered, sitting up. He walked over to me, sat behind me with his legs by my sides, and stuck his thumb into my mouth.
"Suck it, Allie."
When he pulled his thumb out, he placed the head of the dildo against my lips and pushed an inch of it inside of me.
"Get it wet for me so I can slip it right inside of you."
I opened my mouth wide, letting him push another inch inside of me. I leaned back against his chest and pressed my legs together, feeling the pressure start to build inside of me. Jace pushed another few inches of the dildo inside of me and gently massaged my clit again, building me higher.
"You know how you're going to use this for me, right?"
he asked low in my ear, trailing his nose against my neck.
"You're going to use both hands and thrust this huge cock inside of your pussy as you watch yourself in the mirror."
Slobber dripped from my mouth and onto my chin. I whimpered and moved my hips back and forth against his fingers to feel more friction. Tension rose inside of me, more heat warming my core.
"You're going to be full with cock tonight."
He captured my earlobe between his teeth and pushed another few inches of the dildo into my mouth until there was a bulge in my throat from the length.
"Hold this for me and show me how you'll fuck yourself."
I grabbed the base of the dildo from him and closed my eyes as he snaked his hand around the bulge in my throat. Jace traced the edges of the dildo against my throat with his finger and stroked it up and down. Thrusting the dildo in and out of my mouth, I curled my toes as my throat made gurgling sounds for him. The harder I throat-fucked myself, the faster Jace rubbed my clit. He grasped my jaw in his hand and forced me to look in the mirror.
"Look at the mess you're making of yourself, Allie." He sucked on my neck and stared at me through the reflection.
You love sucking cock so much that you're going to come from it, aren't you?
I squeezed my eyes closed as wave after wave of ecstasy rushed through me. My pussy pulsed, aching to be filled. Jace pulled the dildo out of my mouth, pushed down my panties, and maneuvered his way out of his jeans. I lay in his arms, letting the pleasure overtake me for a few moments until I could finally move without twitching again. After pulling me on top of him, he wrapped his arms under my legs from behind and spread them wide, his cock pressed against my ass. He spit on his hand, made his cock wet, then massaged my hole. He pushed a finger inside of me and groaned into my ear.
Fuck, Allie. I've been waiting so fucking long for this.
After a few moments, he pushed another finger into me, opening me up.
I've jerked off, thinking about fucking your ass so many times.
I clenched at the thought of Jace rubbing one out to the thought of me. When he pushed in a third finger, I furrowed my brows at the feel of it and grunted softly. His hard cock pressed against my ass cheek, inching closer to my hole and twitching against me.
How does this feel?
He asked me, slowly thrusting his fingers in and out. Unable to speak for fear that I'd scream in pleasure, I nodded. Jace pulled his fingers out of me and pressed the head of his cock against my hole. When he pushed himself inside and stared at me through the mirror's reflection, I gasped out loud and balled my hands into fists to displace the slight pain. Inch after inch after inch, he continued until there wasn't any more left. He grabbed the backs of my knees, pulled my legs into the air, and spread them even farther, staring at my pulsing pussy hole as he started to fuck my ass. His balls slapped against it, hitting it hard.
Put the dildo inside of you,
Jace said into my ear, handing me the dildo.
Fill yourself.
I grabbed it from him and pressed it against my entrance, slowly sliding it inside of me. When I pushed it in all the way, I couldn't stop the moan from escaping my throat. I relaxed back against Jace and clenched hard. Fuck, it felt so good. So much better than I'd thought it would. As Jace started to fuck me harder, I used two hands to thrust the dildo in and out of my pussy. Pressure rose in my core, my pussy tightening every moment. The movement in and out of me made me nearly tip over the edge.
Take this off,
Jace said, grabbing at the ends of my shirt. I tugged it over my head and let my breasts fall out of it.
That's what I want to see. Your tits bouncing in the mirror as I fuck your fat fucking ass, Allie.
I grabbed the dildo tighter, not knowing how much longer I'd be able to keep this up. My legs were already trembling hard. I was about to tip over the damn edge in a second. Jace grunted in my ear.
Fuck your pussy harder, Allie,
he growled at me.
I want your cunt to be aching tomorrow.
At his demand, I fucked myself harder with the dildo, but it wasn't hard enough for him. He pushed my hands away from the dildo and I let him, as all my trembling body could do was sink against his body.
My little bratty bitch can't follow directions,
he growled into my ear. Wrapping one arm around my waist to hold me still, he thrust his hips up into me as he pushed the dildo inside of me, all while staring at me intently in the mirror.
I'll have to do it for you.
Before he could even thrust into me again, I screamed out his name and let my body convulse in his arms as a toe-curling, hand-shaking, body-numbing orgasm ripped its way through me. Jace continued to fuck me until I came down from my second orgasm. He pulled the dildo and himself out of me, stroked his dick, and sprayed his cum all over my pussy. Before I could stop him, he shoved the cum and the dildo back into me. Though it was wrong, so fucking wrong, the thought of Jace pushing his cum as deep into my pussy as it could go made me double over onto my side and come for him again. I slapped a hand over my mouth, not wanting him to know how much I secretly loved to be filled with his thick cum, and that one day, not anytime soon, I hoped he'd fill me up with so much of it that he'd make me pregnant.
You've reached the end of this episode. You can find the completed audiobook at shopameliarose.com/products /stepbrother. But if you'd like to continue listening to our free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.